Here at the end of the year, our Artists in the Making series continues with Yael Cassander's third conversation with Katie Hayden, a BFA student in the Metalsmithing and Jewelry Design Department of IU's Hope School of Fine Arts. Yael caught up with Katie in the metals shop on the day before the final critique of the semester.
Today is kind of the last day where everyone's getting all of their work for the semester together. We have to have it all due by tomorrow morning. We're going to set up one of the studios with all of our work, and our professors are going to come in, and they'll look at it without us and give us our grade and leave it to that.
Were you up all night finishing your work for today?
Yeah, I have. It's been a whole series of all-nighters the past few weeks with the semester ending. So my professor, Nicole Jacquard, tells us all the time, you're young, you're fine, you can do it, you're young. So,
but it's not going to come as a total surprise, right? Because it sounds like you are in constant contact with your professors, having a lot of little critiques along the way. So you kind of have a feeling about where you stand, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Everyone spent the whole semester working on what it is that they're turning in. So we've had a whole semester to talk about ideas, troubleshoot a lot of technical problems. And with a department this small, too, you know, it's really, really easy to get a hold of your professor and ask questions and get advice. And even just with the grad students around too, everyone's really helpful and always wants to help you do your best. Our professors do a really great job of making this a really practical degree. One of the assignments that we're turning in today is a grant writing proposal. It's not a real grant, but it's to get us to practice how to write a travel grant. You know, really practical, useful things that you would use in and outside of the university for when you're done, or even graduate school, things like that. Also, we turn in our resumes at the end of the semester so our professors can review what it is that we're putting out into the workforce.
Yeah, all those nuts and bolts that you need to take care of as a professional artist, right?
Yeah, it's not just about the art. You know, it's not just about technique and concept. It's also very career-oriented. I think the last time we talked, I showed you these photo decal enamel pieces that I had worked on. They're all photographs that I've taken of friends of mine who are heavily tattooed. And I think the last time that we spoke, I only had the photo decaled enamels.
Oh my God, I see such a transformation.
I've made frames for them, all enameled, based off tattoo flash borders. So it kind of goes back along with the idea of tattoo iconography and imagery. It's really modern and also very kind of old-timey, vintage look. So here, through this tube, is where you would put the pin wire, and it's a double vertical pin back. So you have these two prongs that come out and secure it this way, or these two loops on the side act as a bail, so you can make it both a brooch or a pendant.
So what about, I haven't seen these items before.
These are all new pieces that I've worked on since talking to you last. These are Champlevé enamel, which is the same process that I used for these picture frames. It's basically where you take an image and then you etch it into metal, and in that recessed space you fill that in with enamel.
And so the iconography here, what have you got?
These are all based off tattoo flash, the images are. But the subject matter is all about hip-hop songs. Trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. All of these kind of come from the same era in the early 90s. This references Tupac's song. It's a diamond with a banner around it, and it says, make a dollar out of 15 cents. I used the diamond because in tattoo iconography, diamonds can stand for all sorts of things, you know, toughness or the idea of eternity, but it also represents financial success. Trying to be financially successful with what resources you have, whether it's 15 cents or maybe $15 worth of copper, I don't know.
You're blushing a little bit, Katie. You obviously wouldn't have chosen that source material if you didn't love it, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, I wanted to do something really fun, talk about things that I like. Everything that I do is so technical and specific, you know, you don't really have a lot of room to goof around at all as far as actually making a piece. But if you can have your subject matter or your concept be something fun and playful, it just makes it so much more easy to do, and it just makes you enjoy it so much more to make it.
Well, you know, the obvious question here, Katie, is How soon before you go over to the other side and become a full-on tattoo artist? Because it's almost as if I were a painter and I kept making paintings about sculpture, or I was a printmaker and I kept making prints about stained glass windows. You love this whole other medium so much.
Yeah,
what's stopping you from doing an apprenticeship in tattoo?
A lot of the grad students here are really encouraging me to think about that, or looking into purchasing a tattoo gun and things like that. I don't know about running off to go get a tattoo gun anytime soon, but yeah, I don't know, had maybe considered as like a pipe dream or something.
I remember in our first conversation back in September, seems like a long time ago now, that you were kind of musing about the future and what you would do professionally and how you were going to make ends meet, literally, in your life.
Yeah.
Any thoughts about that these days?
I'd say before I started the BFA program, I really just wanted to be a commercial artist. I wanted to make jewelry that people could buy and enjoy, something more commercial that would immediately be making money. But the longer I'm in this program and the more opportunities I see available, like a travel grant where you can go and do other things, you can enter competitions and scholarships and be making your art in a way that's not commercial.
And so does that feel freeing? Because working commercially, you always have to think about the consumer. What's going to sell, right? It seems to me that that would be in some way inhibiting.
Absolutely. And I think for a lot of people, that is the problem. Once they're outside of school, the push is more of commercial work. That's where the money is. That's where more jobs are. But I think overall, the reason that you're an artist is to make things for yourself. And if you can keep doing that, I think that's where most people gain a lot of their happiness. And that's what they consider success.
You can see photos of Katie Hayden's jewelry and find links to Yael's previous conversations with her on our website at wfiu.org/arts. There you'll also find links to chats with a young bassoonist and a fledgling writer, also featured in the Artists in the Making series.